Going door to door, City County Councilor Pam Hickman is trying to gain support and votes in a new district for an election she says touches people directly.
The City County Council and the mayor are the shortest arm every citizen in this county has to government that affects the quality of their life every day.
But Hickman's path to re-election has dramatically changed. She's a Democrat who currently occupies one of the four disappearing at-large council seats, and the redrawn lines have pitted her against incumbent Republican Christine Scales in the new District 3. Hickman says the changes could hurt residents' representation in the districts.
I think that citizens need to understand that their counselor is the only person that can help them after January 2016. In other words, there won't be an at-large that you can contact if your counselor is not on board with you.
In 2011, an outgoing Republican majority on the council redrew the districts after the 2010 census. Democrats had just won a slim majority in the council, and many believe the new map gave the GOP an unfair advantage in trying to win back council seats. The issue made its way to the Indiana Supreme Court, where a 2014 ruling allowed the new district lines to stand. The state legislature also passed a bill in 2013 to eliminate those four at-large seats, all currently held by Democrats, shrinking the total number of councilors from 29 to 25. Scales says at-large councilors could sometimes get in the way of district representatives. But she also says she was the only Republican to lobby against the changes.
I did not like how that major change in our governance took place without a lot of input from the citizens of the county. I'm a big proponent of making sure we have integrity of process and also that we don't abuse power.
Democratic Councilor Zach Adamson also opposed eliminating the at-large seats. And he sharply criticizes the way incumbent Republicans handled redistricting in 2011.
The essence of the mission was corrupt. I think the product is always going to be corrupt. So I say that you're not going to end up with a healthy map either way, whether the council comes back as Democrat or Republican.
Supporters of the changes, including Council Minority Leader Mike McQuillan, say the new structure will make the council more efficient.
I think the elimination of the four does make it move a little smoother. And I think it will be a positive as we move forward next year.
A smaller council should create a smoother path to pass legislation and better representation for voters, says University of Indianapolis political science professor Laura Merrifield Albright.
In some ways, we're making it more equitable, the fact that every district for sure gets one person, but no more than one, because we don't have those at-large seats, in some ways makes it more democratic.
Political observers also say it's possible that the changes could allow Republicans to retake the majority on the new, smaller council. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Darren Mullen.